All right. So those two had one scenario. We set out a different scenario to two pairs of girls. And we're going to hear first Lex and Leave Me Alone as they take the first shot at it.
What are you doing?
Huh?
Again with this?
No, Ren, please don't.
Come here!
No.
Free. Ow! Why, you little!
Please.
Okay, Leave Me Alone and Lex. This was a tough scene because it is a domestic violence scene, and domestic violence scenes are difficult to do and sell well. That said, I think you had a nice attempt. I'm going to mention this right now because I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about it if I don't. At one point, Anne threw Beth into a car. And I realize it's not an acting choice per se, it's just a sound effects choice, but it was pretty funny.
It was a car?
It sounded like it.
I thought she threw her onto her bed, actually. I heard bed springs.
Oh, okay. I heard, like, the bending of metal, and oh. I heard...
I don't know what it was, but I had suddenly she gets angry at him, like, jumps on her bed. And then she takes out a punching bag.
So, but anyway, yeah. Well, I'm gonna say that Leave Me Alone is just that strong that she threw Lex into a car. I think it would be awesome. Anyway, I think you had some nice attitudes through this, Lex. I wanna give kudos to you. Because this is, in this scene, it's hard to, you've actually got the harder role of the two. It's easy for all of us to get really upset, but let me do some explaining quick. This is kind of taken from a stage combat lesson, some stage combat exercises that I was trying to adapt for voice acting, and... In a lot of fights, it's not the attacker who sells the scene. It's the person who's reacting that does it. Because when you're watching a fight go back and forth, you'd never actually see the impact so much as you see what happens because of the impact. And if the person reacting doesn't react enough or... in an equal way to how they've been hit, it just looks odd or out of place and the audience doesn't know what to do. I felt like you were halfway there on this. There are some places where you had some good reactions to hitting and, you know, being uncertain as to what was going on. The times you were cowering felt a little underplayed. I think you could have pushed it more. Again, this is all about trying to push you guys out of your comfort zone and get bigger with your emotional outbursts. And I didn't hear as much of that in your reactions to Anne. Or Leave Me Alone. Get confused with names. Leave Me Alone, you had some nice outbursts. I think when you came in, and stop me if I'm wrong, but when you came in at the very beginning, you gave yourself a little bit of a slur, so it was like you were drunk. I thought that was a nice touch. I think it helped set the scene even better at the beginning. I think the parts where it gets lost is in the violence. And that's why this is, again, such a hard scene, is both communicating the domestic violence and actually communicate, like, why it's happening, and actually the violence itself, because especially it gets lost on Skype. I have something to say, but all I can think about is that car. But yeah, this was, I think this is what the kind of stuff that we were looking for. And even though it felt a little disjointed at times, you still had the idea of the lesson. So kudos, Russ.
I was in some ways a bit underwhelmed by this. Yes, I thought you had the idea we were going for. Leave me alone. When you first come in, the scenario calls for you to come in angrily, and I didn't believe the anger. It didn't. Now, Meredith's interpretation that you were trying to be drunk is possible. It's not one that struck me. What I heard was anger not done very well. In fact, it was not until a little ways in, when you said, "Why you little," that I believed that you were actually angry instead of pretending to be angry.
Yeah, that line did stand out to me compared to some of her other lines.
I swear, I'm sure you were jumping on her bed. Lex, I heard some very good whimpering. The humming at the beginning was a good touch. It went on for a significant portion of the scene. The whole scene ran in less than a minute. I think the humming might have gone like 5-10 seconds. But then I heard you went from that mostly to just whimpering. And as Meredith said, it's tough to show the difference. But we were looking for a difference between the whimpering, the frightened, and then pitiful crying. And pitiful crying is not quite the same thing as whimpering, although I can see they can be very hard to distinguish. And then, leave me alone, if you did a sound of exasperation and storming off, I mean, I heard a little bit of a grunt, but I didn't hear anything big. And this is, as Meredith said, we're trying to get you out of your comfort zones. It's so easy, as we've said several times now, to get used to relying on the dialogue to tell the story. When you don't have that so much, you really have to work the emotions. And one of the reasons we want you to work the emotions is that very often, actors, as a rule, tend to under-emote. And this happens in voice acting, this happens in stage acting. So what we're trying to do is basically give you nothing else to tell the story except for emotions. So I think you had the basic idea. I was hoping for more than what you guys actually did. Okay, we only have one more. It's a very short show. And this is 11 Linda and, well, it was supposed to be 11 Linda and Miss Voice of an Angel, but Miss Voice of an Angel dropped. Fortunately, Meredith stepped in and worked with 11 Linda on this last scene. I assume you did it in the same roles that we originally said.
Yeah, I took over Miss Voice of an Angel's roles. Good. Beth.
So we're going to go listen to that now.
Okay. Hey, what's wrong?
Leave me alone!
Whoa, hey, I'm sorry.
Too bad!
Hey!
Let go of me! You baby! You'll pay for that!
Okay, 11 Linda, I was impressed. Very nice anger when you started, and you had a lot of good aggressiveness. Unfortunately, I got a little bit of a chuckle when your next line was, "Leave me alone," and my first thought was, no, she's in a different scene.
Not her fault. Not her fault.
But the other, and not to mention that ironic, just seemed really odd to walk into someone's room and yell, leave me alone. But the anger came through. The attacking came through. And at the end, I heard the sound of exasperation and the storming off. Sound effects do help here in a scene like this. One thing I missed, I did not. If you yelled in pain when Beth tries to kick you, I missed that part because I went back and listened several times. But as far as the anger and the aggressiveness, that part worked really nicely. What do you think, Meredy? I mean, I know you've already heard this one.
Yeah, I was there. I think she that the yell of pain, I think, was partially a grunt. Some of the stuff that we went over was how pain sounds different in different spots of your body, and I think it was more just a she was going more for the sound of a grunt of pain, and as opposed to a yell of pain. On the whole, working with you, 11 Linda, I heard a lot of improvement with each take we did. So I'm happy with what you got. One thing I did notice when going back to listen, some of your yells, your vocalizations, and let me clarify, not your yells, but your dialogue. Sometimes when you said it angrily, it sounded like you were very tense in your throat. Like you were actually trying to hold yourself back a little bit. Maybe because of people next door, or maybe because you were worried about peaking your levels on your microphone, which I think may have been the case. But be careful of doing that. One, it kind of puts like it puts extra strain on your throat, which is never good. And two, it prevents you from being even more expressive with your yells and your speaking. So yeah, just remember that in the future when you're doing angry situations like that or yelling for some reason. But yeah, I had fun. I thought it was cool.
Okay,
cool.
I don't
know what else to say.
Then we'll just move on to the results.
All right.
Well, this was a very difficult round to judge, and we were not exactly in violent agreement on all you guys. There were some scenes that Meredy liked better, a lot better than I did, and vice versa. But we hashed things out to something of a sort of consensus. So why don't you tell me, Meredy, who your favorite was?
I would say 11 Linda.
I'm going to say again, it pays to come to us for help because we can make you better. Yeah. You work with, give us a chance to work with you. We can actually help your performances.
And we can explain if something doesn't make sense. We can coach you through the round.
Now, Leave Me Alone and Lex did come to me and ask for clarification.
Okay.
I spent a little time with them on that. That said, I still thought Skywish did a very, very good job, so I'm mm-hmm. putting her up near the top two.
Oh, I agree.
Who would you say we next?
Next, we decided on three people in the second tier. Zane and Leave Me Alone and Lex.
Yeah, all you guys did put a lot of the work, of the emotional work, into this. And while there's a lot more we were looking for, you did have the basic idea.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, while Copper and Temp did a very nice job acting-wise, they didn't do quite as good a job with getting the idea of this particular challenge. A lesson learned for both of us was this challenge needs to be explained a lot better because it is very, very different from probably anything you've ever done unless you've taken some kind of a specific workshop. And while we want this to be a bit of an acting workshop, this one we probably could have done more preparation for you guys.
I do want to say, one, agreeing totally with that. I forgot what I'm saying.
Sorry, this has been happening a while for the past few weeks.
While we definitely... I think we definitely had clarification problems, and I want to apologize for it being difficult in that area for people. But also, I just did want to point out that the point of this exercise was to, it says right in the title, emotional outbursts. And I heard a lot of people not wanting to go that extra mile. I thought everybody did a good job, but don't be afraid to really express yourself, especially in voice acting, because it's so, so important to be able to let yourself go and be able to have that expression without worrying about what's around you or confusion over the scene. I mean, if you've got questions, come and ask us. But please, don't be afraid to go above and beyond your boundaries. Because it's the only way that you're going to be able to grow emotionally. And be able to deliver these scenes, realistically as you go on through voice acting. And that sounds a little preachy and lecture-ish of me, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Right.
But that said, I'm sorry for interrupting, but that you guys did a good job and it was a difficult run, so I thank you very much for doing it and sticking through it and getting to the end of this, and look, we're not going to do it again.
Right, and if you are really worried that you might be going too far on something, that's probably okay, because as we're going to discuss in our next challenge, which will be a lot easier, one take is not all you're expected. And this is something that and those of you who have actually done some voice acting, you've probably heard from many of your producers, please give me 3 takes. The reason we want to hear 3 takes is we want to hear you do things a little bit differently. You can try interpreting the line one way, then try it again another way, and try it again a third way, and the producer can then pick one which is going to work best. So if you want to go a little crazy on one of them, do it. So the next challenge, which we're calling Take 3, is going to be exactly that. We're going to send you each a short script, and we're going to want you to record each line 3 times. And we're going to judge you based on the acting you do, and also on the degree to which you manage to give us actually different takes. Anything else you want to add, Merity?
I love you guys. You're all awesome.
So we're very happy with the progress you guys are making, and I think you'll like the next one. It'll be a lot easier for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Good night for now.
Good night.
Helps if I press the black button instead of the red button.